Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are and another week to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. This 30-minute pocket of time is where I share my musings, learnings and discoveries, or where I get to chat to inspiring people, where we're all asking, are we living our life by our design? Enjoy the show. Another week and another interview. It is really exciting to have this run of inspiring conversations with some beautiful women that I have reached out to, and they've all been saying yes, which is always a bonus. This week, we take another tangent. I'm with a travelling vibe. I have watched somebody go off. Well, there's actually been quite a lot of people going off on travels, and I'm hoping to have them all on the show. But Sarah went on a big trip. A little while back now, although I'm sure it feels very fresh still. And I watched her trip on on social media and followed, and it was beautiful. And I was just inspired at her going off with a backpack, like to watch these women go off in a backpack on their own, I find is truly inspiring, because I have to ask the question, would I do that? Am I brave enough? And they go off on these amazing multi-country trips. And then I caught up with Sarah just the other day. I was just walking past and she was having breakfast. And we touched on the drive and the desire and the why behind it. So I asked her if she'd come on the show and have that chat with all of us. So welcome, Sarah. Welcome to Charlotte Flows.
Nice to be here.
And thank you for saying yes.
Oh, my pleasure.
So you went on your beautiful big trip, and we can talk a little bit about that and where you went. But what captured me the other day when we were having a chat was when we were touching on that sense of needing to, the sense of. So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, I just can't stop thinking about it, really. I just keep looking at people travelling on social media and dreaming about it, and I just feel a sense of urgency. I'm 62,
yeah.
And I've been running my own business, my own little shop in Martinborough for the last 10 years, and it's amazing how 10 years flies by. And
right, yeah.
And I don't want the next 10 years to fly by and suddenly feel too old or too, you know, not able to do all the things that I really want to do. So to me, it's now.
Nice.
And I want to really do some of the more adventurous things earlier rather than later, because that will get more challenging, I would think.
Interesting. Yeah. And I had a couple of weeks ago on the show, I had another friend, and we were talking about that sense of urgency and that different age, the different stages you go through as you're aging, and that there's the all go, the slow go, and the no go, as Ali presented in our conversation. And we were talking about finances, so setting yourself up to be able to be all go right now. And like you say, 10 years with your beautiful wee shop Red Bicycle here in Martinborough, and the sense of time flying.
Yes, very much so.
And I can definitely, I'm 47, heading fast towards 48, and definitely, I mean, when you're younger, people say time flies and it gets faster, and I'm definitely feeling the pace picking up. And so you referencing that 10 years, and that should be a long time, but...
Yeah, no, it flies.
Yeah. And definitely having, you know, when I think, 8 years, my son's 8, coming up 9, where did that go?
Mm.
Some of it, you know, there'll be those moments that feel endless, but then ultimately, like, how did that...
Because you do reflect more as you get older too.
Yes. Because,
and you sort of think, right, well, what did I do in my 40s, and what did I do in my... And then I went, well, what did I do in my 50s? And I went, the shop.
That was it.
My 50s. And so 60s is going to be travel, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, adventure.
Nice.
Amazing experiences and just really getting out there and doing some amazing things.
And that speaks to me, because adventure is such a high priority in my values of life, of like having fun, one shot at this.
Yeah.
So... So you did, I mean, was that when you approached 60? Has it been something that was growing when you realised in self-reflection, I've done my 50s was the shop, what do I want?
Yeah, I think it was a big part of that. And I think partly too is when you have children and you settle down, you have children and things. I had done what we call an OE in New Zealand, overseas.
Yeah.
And I think that sustained me through all those years of rearing children and, you know, housework and all that sort of stuff. And I sort of feel like I want my 60s adventures to sustain me into old age. You know, when I'm not able to sort of get out there and do stuff, when I'm old and tired.
Yeah.
And but I can dream about all the lovely adventures I had when I was still fit and young enough to do it.
That's very cool. I like that. The filling of the cup to sustain you.
Yes.
And that you're just going to fill that cup back up.
Yeah.
And let it come.
And I feel, I just feel raring to go, really.
I love it. And I love you. I've
suppressed
sense.
It for long enough.
The shop has held it.
And I think, too, is going off for 2 months. I really didn't know how I was going to cope or whether I would like it.
Right.
But it's made me feel, yes, I do want more.
Interesting. Yeah. So it was kind of an experiment.
It really was. And going on my own, I was excited, but I was also nervous.
Yeah.
But I was probably more excited than nervous.
Yeah. And so it was 2 months you went for.
2 months, yeah.
And that's a decent chunk of time.
Yeah, that's a decent
it?
Chunk. And I loved every bit of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, because I mean, like I said at the beginning, I can just remember that picture of you. And so when I saw that picture of you with your backpack, I think that was when I went, wow, this is adventure, isn't it? This isn't, you know, you've not got a suitcase, which is a different vibe altogether.
Yeah.
You'd got your backpack.
My backpack and I had my little trolley carry-on thing as well. Yeah.
So tell us where you went.
I landed in Athens and I had a few days in Athens, which I really loved.
Mm.
And then I went out to Hydra, which is a lovely little island where Leonard Cohen and that film, the documentary about Leonard Cohen and Marianne.
Wow.
Yeah, in the 60s. And I had a week out there and went horse riding over Hydra and just walked around a lot. Just really felt the vibe of the place and walked around and just soaked it all up.
Yeah.
And then I went over to Naxos where I joined a walking tour for 10 days. With a group of other walkers over 3 different islands.
Wow.
Yeah, with a lovely Greek woman who was our guide.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And made some friendships and connections there?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, fabulous. And it was so lovely eating out in the tavernas at night with the other walkers and sharing food and drink and, just enjoying the company.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that for 10 days. Then I went to... went back to Athens and hired a car and drove out of Athens in rush hour.
Talk about adventure.
That was the most stressful thing and really I don't know how I got home safely. Right. I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah.
I drove down to the Peloponnese Peninsula and went to Monavasia, which is where my father was evacuated in the Second World War.
Right. Yeah, and I can remember following this bit of the story thinking how special for you to...
Yeah. That was very cool.
Yeah, doing that.
Mm,
why?
Very cool. And then I went back to Athens, dropped the car off, and caught a plane to Valencia, and stayed with a friend who I worked for in San Francisco about 35 years ago. Yeah, he had an amazing traveller's guest house.
Wow.
And so reconnected with he and his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was amazing.
Gosh, didn't know about the San Francisco part of your life. That's exciting.
and then went to, where did I go next? I went to Barcelona and met up with 2 Martinborough girls there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I can remember that
lovely
bit.
Time
yeah,
with them.
Yeah.
And then went to England and met up with a couple of old friends and stayed with them and one of my half-sisters. And then met up with my daughter in Scotland and travelled around for a week in the Highlands.
That would have been special.
It was very special.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Gosh. And then...
Stayed in a hostel in Edinburgh in a mixed dorm room.
Oh, racing. That would have been an experience,
that
I'm sure.
Reminded me of my youth.
Yeah. and that was the culmination, your time with your daughter, and then you came back to New Zealand.
And then came back.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an adventure.
Yeah.
And cool places. I mean, out of the, like, not on the mainstream necessarily places that you've been.
And to show how small the world is, I was sitting at Gatwick Airport waiting for my flight, and I was there really early because I had to bring my daughter's suitcase back with me, so I thought I'd better get there early. And I saw this couple walking past, and I couldn't think of their names, but I knew them because they were from Martinborough. And I yelled out, "Martinborough!"
And they turned around and came back, and they said,
"Oh, we've got a gold pass in the Emirates Lounge. Would you like to come and join us?"
Oh my goodness, awesome. Good on Martinborough people.
Good on Martinborough people. That was really lovely.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What a trip.
That was a great trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lovely.
And lovely to dip in and out of connection.
Yes.
And then
very
not.
Much so.
And then connect.
Alone time and not alone time.
So, and was that a nice balance?
It was a really nice balance. It was lovely to reconnect with people that I once knew a lifetime ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's cool.
Mm. Any places you would return to in those?
I would return to Greece. There's so much of Greece I just loved the vibe of Greece, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, liked the Greek people and the vibe of, you know, sitting outside in tavernas and
nothing nicer than the simplicity of a Greek salad.
Yes. Yeah, beautiful food.
Yeah, beautiful food.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very good at
and you've got the whole sailing and island and vibe as
beautiful.
Well.
Beautiful, yeah. But even on the mainland, I've always thought islands.
Yeah.
But the mainland was lovely because it's not necessarily all touristy, whereas the islands really are based on tourism.
Yeah, whereas you've got that ability to immerse yourself.
Yes, yeah.
How did you find the language barrier? Did you...
In Greece?
Yeah, or anywhere you went. Did you have any...
Has
it inspired you to learn a language?
Not so much in Greece, but sometimes I'd just go to speak to other tourists and I realised they couldn't really understand a word I was saying.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, they were Europeans and didn't speak English, or they might have understood hello or something, but we couldn't have a conversation. So that was a little bit disappointing because I am a talker. I like to chat to people.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But mostly it wasn't, it wasn't overwhelming. A lot of people do speak English.
Yeah.
Thankfully. Yeah.
And you just, like you say, it was a 2-month sort of test the water. And did you know pretty quickly that, wow, I need more of this?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what I want to be.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Okay, well, we will pause for a wee break and then we'll come back and carry on the show. And Sarah has chosen this beautiful piece for us, so enjoy.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine,
this little light of
mine, I'm gonna let it shine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light of mine,
this little light,
I'm gonna let it shine,
let it shine.
This little light of mine,
little light,
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine,
this little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light of mine,
this little light,
I'm gonna let it shine,
let it shine.
This little light of mine,
little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine,
I'm gonna let it shine,
let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Everywhere
I go,
everywhere,
I'm gonna let it shine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go,
I'm gonna let it shine,
let it shine.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go,
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go,
I'm gonna let it shine,
let it shine.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Everywhere, This little light,
this little light of mine,
this little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine,
I'm gonna let it shine,
this little light of mine,
little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine,
let it shine,
this little light of mine,
let it shine,
I'm gonna let it shine,
let it shine,
let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine,
this little light,
I'm gonna let it shine,
let it shine.
This little light of mine,
this little light,
I'm gonna let it shine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine,
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Thanks for that, Sarah. It's a song we've had on before, but this was a different version, so I loved it.
Good. Oh, you're so good at this.
So,
how long have you been doing this for?
This has been a 3-year journey for me so far.
That's
three
so
and a
good.
Half years.
You're so good at it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I love chatting to people because I find it so inspiring. So to reach out to somebody like you
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cool.
Mm.
But so let's get back into it. Let's go back to that sense of urgency.
Okay.
And then the what next.
Okay.
So, because I'm inspired by this, I'm looking at you thinking, because I'm looking ahead at my future going, all right, I'm in this place. And when I was talking to my friend Ali, we were talking about how we're planning for achieving exactly this, what you're doing. You know, we want to be, when we've retired, in that place of that first 10 years, really making the most of it.
Yes.
And personally, the quicker I can achieve getting there, the better, in my personal preference. But because you are that bit further along the road, and you commented to me the other day about going to the gym and stuff, because you just, there's the sense of urgency of this is the time
because
for the...
Because when you're 62, when you're older, you need to actually be quite fit to travel.
Okay, so is that something that was highlighted on your adventure of like actually?
Well,
I've got
fit because I trained for, you know, the 10-day walking trip, so I really was quite fit. But I've got quite lazy since I've been home again, so I need to sharpen up my act again. And because I'm going on a horse safari too,
right?
So that really, you really do need to. And as a friend that did it last year, a few years ago, she said, you know, you actually do have to be quite fit, not just for the horse riding, but because you're riding in quite a high altitude.
Right, okay.
So you actually have to have your fitness
quite peaked. In check.
Yeah.
So where is this horse adventure?
It's Kenya.
Kenya?
It's in the Masai Mara. It's in the Mara.
Oh,
Yeah.
That's a bit next level adventure.
Yeah.
And when are you doing this?
I'm booked for the 15th of July.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So
15th to the 23rd of July.
So given how we've been mentioning time flying,
So I did my first trot along Piratonga Road with Amanda Ra the other day.
Wow.
Yeah. She brought in a couple of ponies on the horse float and we met along...
Awesome.
Along near... What's the vineyard? Along down...
Margrain on the corner?
The one right down that end.
TK.
Yeah, we met along there.
And oh my goodness. Mm. And has riding been something in your past, or is this a new thing as well?
No, it's something that I grew up doing.
Right.
And I would have risen to the challenge of this years ago without even a second thought. But now that I'm older and not riding regularly, yeah,
I just got to work on it. Yeah, okay.
And it'll be worth doing.
Yeah.
You know, it'll make the difference between enjoying it and
it being a
having
slog.
Blisters on your bum and things.
Definitely, yeah. That wouldn't be able to. You're thinking ahead as well. You're doing the work. You're doing the because you want to get the best out of it.
Absolutely.
And how long is that adventure?
It's about 8 days,
right?
And then I'll probably tack on a few other things as well.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure what yet. I haven't actually booked my flight. I've booked the saddle.
Oh,
and
okay.
Horse. But not the flight. Oh,
so we can build around it quite nicely.
Yeah.
Wow. But so you've got this, you've got the sense of urgency because of being aware of your body and the limitations that is.
I'm starting to lose strength.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not as strong as I used to be.
Interesting.
It's an age thing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I suppose, they talk about it, you start diminishing quite early, like sort of in your 40s, I think, if not earlier. But I guess you get
really
to a point
until a bit later
that and you're kind of rolling, like I have been to a degree of like, oh, well, that worry about that later.
Because,
you know, you don't feel that much difference. But I suppose doing that cumulatively for 20 odd years and then all of a sudden, bang.
I think post-menopause, it does hit you.
It hits you hard.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So things to be mindful of, listeners.
Yes.
get switched on to the... And it's funny because I started going to a gym only this year. So I've never been to a gym in my life and was fairly happy with that scenario. But then I had been doing reading and being aware of all of this. And I'm at that age and stage and seem to be trotting along quite happily with it.
Yes.
But I was conscious that if I don't do something...
Mm.
And I'm the only person that's going to be doing it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And so I had to make the big scary leap, and I've been going to Active Fitness just once a week.
Good
most
for
of
you,
the time.
Charlotte.
And it's hard work, but I can tell that there will be benefit. And most of all, if nothing else, I love the mental clarity that I have for 24 hours.
Fantastic.
Which is just dreamy in my space.
Yeah.
So I can totally resonate with that.
Yes.
You know, if you want something.
And it makes you feel good to be using your body and to be more in tune with your body rather than just sort of, you know...
Using it.
Slouching around.
And abusing it. I look at you and think, wow, well, yeah, that's, you know, you're doing these cool adventures and you're doing them solo. And you're putting the backpack on and you're carrying your gear. And I think that's what I want. You know, in the future, I think I want to be that able and vibrant,
and
be able to be also brave enough to go out into the world.
One thing that's really inspired me is I've joined one of these Facebook pages, which is Solo Woman Over 50 Traveling in Style or something.
Oh,
and it's so inspiring and so helpful and supportive. Just all these different women with different scenarios and different stories, doing different things, and just sharing their experiences and their whys and it's been fantastic.
So that's it. I mean,
it's like a little support group.
Yeah. And isn't that lovely to find your
people all over the world
giving their different inspirations and ideas.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Things you don't
know. And just people going on and saying, look, I'm going to some place.
Yeah.
Has anyone got any tips or any recommendations for accommodation or activities or whatever? And it's just
And then
so
everybody
wonderful.
Just floods in.
It's great.
And gives you inspiration.
Mm. Yeah.
Fascinating. And it's funny, isn't it? You know, there's a lot of, you know, we all know the perils of social media, but then things like that are the magic of things like social media, where you can follow groups and be connected to people that are doing inspiring.
And they're just such really nice people.
Yeah,
really good.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you can get to a certain stage of your life where you think, oh, you can get in this mindset where you think, oh, everyone's partnered up and things, but actually they're really not.
No.
Yeah.
And even if they were, you know,
it
different things, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no.
And And then even if you're in partnerships, some people want different things.
Exactly.
And people yeah. work out. And I think we've all just got to be...
And sometimes in partnerships, one partner doesn't want to travel.
No.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, yeah. so you're going to have to negotiate what yeah. that looks like in the future and yeah. things.
That's right.
It's so cool to have this conversation, and it gives me hope. I mean, it's interesting. it gives me that, it's funny... It feels like people can go one of two ways, and I know that will be very blanketed and there'll be a massive gap in the middle and it will be a spectrum. But, you know, I see you and you've got your adventures and you want to make the most of this and travel. And then, and hey, some people are very happy to just, you know, revert back and keep things simple
yeah.
and,
yeah.
you know, have grandchildren and that's their focus of their mm. time in that space. And all things are equally as beautiful, but you know, I'm just yeah. looking at you thinking, I think I might be in that camp over there with
I
her.
Think maybe I'm also in the non-grandchildren camp.
Yes.
And I think that's a very different camp.
It is. I guess you haven't got that.
No.
Not yet.
So I'm free.
You're free.
And I may as well make the most of being free.
Because I might have
grandchildren, but they're not here yet.
Yeah.
And I'm going to grab that window.
Yeah.
Good health. Touch wood.
Yeah.
and freedom.
And then embrace it. And then when you're in your sort of go slow, maybe yeah. that's when the grandchildren will be
maybe.
There, potentially. Who yeah. knows? So off to Kenya next year. Where mm. else is on your wish list, Sarah?
Morocco.
Oh, nice. Totally yes. recommend. I have been to Morocco.
Oh,
so.
I have never yeah. been to Morocco.
Yeah.
Turkey.
Oh, on mine as well. Nice.
Norway.
Oh, lovely.
Possibly Central America.
Interesting.
Yeah. Maddie, my daughter's been to quite a bit of Central America, Guatemala.
Yeah.
She's actually in Colombia at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah. She's quite...
quite taken.
She's intrepid. She's been loving Colombia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so are you two brainstorming yes. all sorts of magic?
She loved Guatemala. Absolutely wow. adored it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a place I would... Well, definitely not been. I'll have to do a bit of... Yeah. Okay.
Where else would I like to go? I would go back to Greece in a heartbeat. I'd yeah. love to spend some time in Italy again.
Why?
Where else?
Would you ever consider, like, a considerable amount of time? Would you go and
yes.
live somewhere for a while?
Yes, I think that... I would.
Okay.
Yes, I think I would love to experience something.
Totally immersed.
For 6 months or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, totally would love to do that.
I can see
you
know,
just
doing
get
that,
a little
you know?
House, a little cottage or something, and a car, and just do little day trips and just feel like, you know, a little bit like Martinborough in Italy.
Yes. I've got a very eat, pray, love vibe going on with yes. you at the moment, Sarah. It's like, I'm just...
Yes, I think I would do that.
Yeah, and I can totally imagine you nailing it, actually.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
The trouble is, I think, with the way tourism has gone, I think it's probably harder and harder to get a place that's not Airbnb for large amounts of money.
Yeah,
you know, for
finding,
long term.
Or finding a connection.
Finding long-term accommodation could be tricky. Yeah. Or Greece. I would do that in Greece, too. Yeah.
Tap into your Greek hiking host and see if she's
yeah.
got some
yeah,
insights.
That's the point. That's a good idea.
Well, there we go. Well, the time is up. As I say, it goes quite quickly. It's been lovely to chat. I'm feeling that I need to look at a map and start thinking big.
And
aspirations. But I'm definitely taking, for me, when I'm at the gym and it's hard...
Yeah,
I'm doing it
yeah.
for that
yeah.
reason.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in the future it will pay
it's
off.
For the better.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Well, I've just started over 60s CrossFit and I've been once and then I've missed 2 weeks because I had things on and I've got to get back to it.
Got to get
it. Tuesday
yeah.
and it will kill me, but
yeah. Just keep thinking.
Yeah, keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming and chatting on my show. It's been an absolute joy and made me smile.
Thank you, Charlotte.
So good luck with your travels. And
Thank
I look
you.
Forward to watching more and I look forward to talking to more travellers on the show in the future.
Lovely.
So thank you, Sarah. And thank you, as always, to RFM for hosting the show. Have a great week, everybody. And talk soon.